Well, today, August 22nd, is the feast day of the Queenship of our Blessed Mother. Last Monday, we celebrated the Assumption of Our Lady, which, of course, is the fourth glorious mystery. And a week later, the Church celebrates the Queenship of Our Lady, or her coronation, which is the fifth glorious mystery of the Rosary. So I encourage you today to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And when you meditate upon that fifth glorious mystery, you'll be able to think about the great event of the coronation which we celebrate today. This feast day was established in 1954 by Pope Pius XII. But the Queenship of Our Lady has been an ancient image within the Church. It's rooted in sacred scripture, going way back to the Old Testament. Because it wasn't the king's wife that was the queen, because in the Old Testament, some of them had more than one wife, like Solomon had 300 wives. Which one of them would be the queen? So the wife was not the queen. It was the mother. That was the queen. And so Solomon, his queen, of course, was his mother, Bathsheba. She had great influence in court. She sat at his right hand, just as Mary sits at the right hand of Jesus up in heaven. And Mary has great intercession with us today. So because Mary gave birth to a king, she is a queen. It's as simple as that. Even in today's gospel, we read the angel Gabriel, God's ambassador, God's Henry Kissinger, coming to earth to establish a peace treaty between humanity and God, said that her son would be on the throne of David, his father, that he would rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there would be no end. So Christ is king, so Mary must be the queen. Now, what are some of the titles of Mary's queenship? In the Litany of the Saints, we know that Mary is queen of all the angels. Imagine that. Angels are ontologically higher than human beings because angels are pure spirits, whereas human beings have both body and soul. So angels are closer to God philosophically and ontologically because they are pure spirits. And yet Mary is the queen of the angels. By nature, she was lower than the angels, but by grace, she is higher than the angels. So Mary is the queen of the angels. She is the queen of the apostles. We see this at Pentecost, because Mary's prayer drew the Holy Spirit down upon the apostles. Mary is the queen of the prophets, queen of patriarchs, queen of virgins, queen of the martyrs, queen of confessors, queen of the Most Holy Rosary, queen of peace, queen of the missions, queen of all hearts, queen of all saints, queen of heaven and earth, queen of purgatory, because they're saved as well, as you know, queen conceived without original sin, and queen assumed into heaven. These are just some of the many titles of Our Lady. We also know in the book of Revelation that Our Lady is seen as the queen. In Revelation 12 it says, John the evangelist sees the sanctuary of God in heaven opened. Then came flashes of lightning and peals of thunder. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. She was standing on the moon with a crown of 12 stars on her head. That, of course, is Our Lady. So Mary has a crown of 12 stars. The beautiful prayers that we say honor Our Lady as Queen, primarily the Salve Regina or the Hail Holy Queen, which we'll sing at the end of Mass today, the Regina Caeli. These are such beautiful prayers written in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, but they're so beautiful today. Let me end with a couple sentences from the Rosary Meditations that Mark Forrest and I did together on the Rosary CD. I think these few sentences really summarize the fact that Our Lady suffered so much during her lifetime. She was the mother of sorrows, the woman of sorrows. But because of her faithfulness to God, she is now the queen of heaven and earth. Before she was born from all eternity in the mind of God, Mary was the chosen one, called to make possible the salvation of our fallen race. She had been called. She totally concurred. And now she is crowned. The Maiden of Galilee, who said yes to impossibility, is now the proven channel of miracles for all the earth. The homeless mother of Bethlehem, who gave birth to her Creator, is now Queen of heaven and earth. The wife and widow of Nazareth is now the spotless bride of the Holy Spirit. The woman of seven sorrows is now comforter of the afflicted and wears a crown of 12 stars. God has promised to those who do His will unimaginable rewards, exquisite and unending, proportioned to the holiness achieved here on earth. Each of us has been given a call and opportunities to concur, so that just like Our Lady, we may one day be crowned. And of course, when we meditate upon this mystery, we pray for a tender and true devotion to Mary and confident trust in her motherly intercession. God bless you.